puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we say hello once again to Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Shanalee.
So what are we discussing this week?
We're going to talk about one of the many uses for concrete. I said last time we spoke that when it comes to concrete, you just can't match it. Well, today we're visiting a building that was made almost entirely from concrete. It's the former Matchettville School, located about 5 miles north of Treherne.
First of all, why was it called Matchettville?
Well, there's a story in the Treherne history book. It claims that the area used to be called Bachelorville because there were only two eligible women living in the area in the old days. It was renamed Matchettville when the local bachelors found spouses. It's an amusing story, but I think it is just that, a story. Matchettville is a fairly common surname in that area, and I think that's where the name came from.
I did like that story, Gordon. Very amusing. So, okay, now that we have established that, tell us about Matchettville School.
Well, it was a small one-classroom country schoolhouse that was built in 1906. It operated until 1951, where, due to a decline in enrollment, the school had to close, and the students were bused to Treherne. Now, in some cases like that, they reopen again when there's enough kids again, but in this case, the closure became permanent in 1958. The school district, it was consolidated with the one in Treherne. The building was sold to a local farmer for a dollar, and it was turned into a granary, a grain storage building. It was a purpose for which the little building was well suited. The concrete walls of the schoolhouse being very strong to, of course, withstand the weight of the grain pushing against them.
Do we know who built the Matchettville School?
We think it was made by a farmer named Frank Thompson, who lived near Austin, about 17 miles as the crow flies from Matchettville. It's believed that to supplement his income, Thompson started a business making concrete blocks for buildings, as there are at least a half dozen buildings standing today for which he is known to have made the blocks. So there's a concrete block granary. There's a concrete block house and a couple of concrete block barns in the vicinity of Austin, as well as a concrete block museum on the main street in Carberry, all built by Frank Thompson. As far as I know, Matchettville is the only school built using Thompson's blocks.
What exactly do these concrete blocks look like?
Well, they're much larger than bricks and correspondingly much heavier. They're about 30 inches long, about maybe 12 inches tall, 6 inches thick, and they weigh more than 50 pounds each. It's believed that Thompson would make the blocks on his farm, then haul them to the construction site by horse and wagon.
Gordon, you mentioned bricks. Why would somebody build a house, barn, or museum from concrete blocks rather than bricks?
Well, bricks are an excellent construction material, but you need a lot of infrastructure to make them. You need a good supply of clay or shale. You need a large machine to press the material into shape. And you need a high-temperature kiln to make the bricks hard enough to be useful. In contrast, to make concrete blocks, all you really need is a mold to hold wet concrete until it sets, which you can buy from a catalog, and most of them came from Eastern Canada. And you also need the three fairly readily obtained ingredients for making concrete: cement, gravel, and water. So in other words, blocks were easier and cheaper to make than bricks and had the same major advantage.
The major advantage being what?
They were very strong and essentially fireproof. In the early days of European settlement on the prairies, fire was the most feared natural disaster. Some time ago, we talked in this Abandoned Manitoba series about the huge fire that consumed most of the main street in Minto, Manitoba. Typically, a wooden building starts to burn, and before long, other wooden buildings nearby catch fire too. They didn't have much firefighting equipment in those days, so of course, building a structure out of concrete was a hedge against disaster.
Are there any disadvantages of concrete blocks?
I've been told by people who live in concrete block houses that they can be a little hot in the summer and cold in the winter. But I have talked to other people who have said, no, they're just fine. There's no problem with them. I suppose, though, a big disadvantage is the fact that they weigh 50 pounds each. And, you know, that'd be pretty tough to haul in large quantities if you just had a horse and wagon. Because back in the years when these blocks were being made, there weren't any big trucks like we have today.
Who made concrete blocks?
Well, there were several block makers, of course, in addition to Frank Thompson. We tend to find hot spots around Manitoba that reflect where these various brick and block advocates lived. So in addition to the ones I mentioned around Austin and Carberry, there is another concentration of concrete block buildings around Arden near Neepawa. There are single concrete block buildings in many places around Manitoba. A particular highlight for me is the old Union Bank building at Waskada, constructed of concrete blocks in 1906. We mentioned it a few weeks ago when we talked about bank branch abandonment.
Besides the building at Matchettville, were any other schools made of concrete blocks?
There are at least two concrete block schools still standing that I know of. There's Northcote School, about 4 miles north of Killarney, and Tenby School, northwest of Plumas. There were a bunch more, at least 10 by my reckoning, but they've all been torn down.
When were concrete blocks made?
Their use started around 1905, and that's probably when the availability of block molds began to be advertised as a fireproof alternative to bricks. I've been tracking concrete block buildings that I find in my travels around Manitoba, and so far I've found 37 of them. The youngest concrete block building dates from 1920. It's a two-story house in Dauphin. Oh, actually, there is one exception to that, though. There is a church in Flin Flon, the St. Peter and St. James Anglican Church, built in 1943, and it's so much later that I really have no explanation for its origin. But it seems then that the vast majority of the concrete block buildings date from what I call the Golden Age, basically from 1905 to 1920. But, you know, there's probably many more concrete block buildings out there that I just haven't found. And so if a listener knows of ones built, particularly after 1920, I would be interested in hearing from them.
Why did they stop making those blocks?
In the case of Frank Thompson at Austin, the story I've heard was that his mold broke and he didn't buy a replacement. My guess is that making concrete blocks was too labor-intensive a process compared to the more automated way of making bricks. So unless you had many molds, it just wasn't worth the time it took to make enough blocks for an entire building. You'd spend probably weeks, possibly months, making blocks to make one small building.
And where does abandonment come into this story?
For that, we return to Matchettville. In August of 2003, the south wall of the little building had an 8-foot diameter hole punched in it when it was hit by farm machinery. I was told, by the way, that fermented barley beverages might have been involved, but who knows? The building looks like a giant punched it. The concrete blocks themselves, well, they're pretty sturdy, so they were hardly damaged in the collision, but the mortar holding them together was broken. And so it revealed this big hole in the side of the schoolhouse. I think a good mason could have repaired the wall, but instead, the farmer who owned it replaced the former schoolhouse with a modern steel granary. You know, so now Matchettville School stands vacant. Unfortunately, this means that for at least the past 20 years, the building has been open to the elements. Animals and vandals can get in. All of these will, of course, contribute to its eventual demise. So, you know, this concrete block building that probably could have stood another century, well, it may be gone in the not-too-distant future.
That's so interesting. I didn't know all this about concrete blocks.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Gordon, what are we going to be talking about next time?
Way back in 2019, we discussed an abandoned custom called charivari. That's where people would surround the home of newlyweds and make a lot of noise so as to disturb them. In 2 weeks, we're going to discuss 4 old customs that were once important at Emerson.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing that one. That sounds fun.
We'll talk then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.